Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Today's franchise interview shout-out goes to the Source Direct. Source Direct is an inventor's one-stop shop. Source Direct eliminates the disconnect in dealing with different companies from each phase of development and marketing. Instead, Source Direct can manage every stage of the process from the drawing board to the customer. Go to thesourcedirect.net and find out how you can get started. That's www.thesourcedirect.net.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 10 years now, we've been asking the franchipreneurs on one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Randy Wright, the president at Cottman Transmission and Total Auto Care Franchise. And being your own boss at Cottman means you don't have to go at it alone. From the moment you become a business owner at Cottman Transmission and Total Auto Care, you're part of their family. We're going to talk to Randy about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you're listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 10 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Randy Wright, the president at Cotman Transmission and Total Auto Care Franchise. And being your own boss at Cotman means you don't have to go at it alone. From the moment you become a business owner at Cotman Transmission and Total Auto Care, you're part of their family. Hi, Randy. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Marty. I appreciate it. Nice being here.
Oh, thank you, Randy. It's great to have you finally on the show. You know, it's nice because, you know, you're really not far from where we are. You're in the Philadelphia area, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We're just outside of Philadelphia.
That's fantastic. And, of course, you know, I've been familiar with Cotman my whole life because, of course, Cotman's, you know, been around for quite a long time. Maybe you could talk a little bit about the history of Cotman Transmission and Total Auto Care franchise, Randy.
Sure, Marty. So we started here in Philly and on Cotman Avenue, a street you'll be familiar
yes,
with, a major street here in Philadelphia, and thus the name in 1962, and we've grown from there. We're today we are coast to coast. We're in 21 states, and also we're in Canada.
Wow, that's fantastic! It really is amazing. You know, I mean, 50 years is really a milestone, isn't it, Randy? I mean, you know, we've been doing the show 10 years now. You know, we've done 500 plus shows, and we haven't had a lot of franchises that have really been in business for, you know, over 50 years. So that certainly is a milestone, isn't it?
Yeah, we're one of few in the automotive business and franchise business in general that is around and strong and going strong after 50 years.
That's terrific. How do you typically describe Cotman Transmission and Total Auto Care franchise to a prospective franchisee, Randy? If you were at a franchise show, you know, and someone came up to your booth and they said, you know, so what do you guys typically do? How do you respond to the question?
Yeah, that's we look at the things that we think are the differentiators in our business and why we're better and why we've survived as we have and prospered. Our franchisees that come to us, we have a mixture of those that have no background in the automotive business and those that have a great deal of it. As I've had over 40 years experience in the automotive business, I want to think that the automotive folks have a foot up or an advantage.
Right.
And I really don't see that. So many of our very, very successful franchisees came from other businesses, different backgrounds, certainly not the automotive business. But we have those from the automotive business that are successful as well. So it's a mixture of both. And we certainly let prospective franchisees know that there appears not to be an advantage of one over the other. Interesting, a growing number of our franchisees are female, are women. And which is something we strongly embrace. 22% of our franchises are owned by females. And you think
That's
about
amazing.
That, people think, oh, the automotive industry, you know, women aren't involved in that. That's not true. And I'm talking about women that are passionate. They're involved in the business day in and day out in all aspects. And we welcome that and we honor that in our brand. One of the things that we tell our prospective franchisees is that you know, we're kind of a personable family sort of franchise. Mm-hmm. We're large, but we're not too large. We're large enough to have economies of scale, but we're not too large to where we don't have such a personal sort of franchise. And we also point out that, and lastly, and probably just as important as anything, is our digital marketing space. At one time, this business was driven completely by the yellow pages, and today that's gone. That's you know, there's hardly any business left from the yellow pages, and we've shifted nicely into the digital marketing space, which is where literally most all of our leads come today. And we are proud and honored to have won last year in 2016. We won 10 different industry awards based
wow.
on different aspects of digital marketing efforts. So we're proud of that. And we point that out to prospective
right.
franchisees, of course.
That's terrific, Randy. I mean, and that is so important. It kind of like segues into, you know, my next question, because you've been doing this such a long time now. You know, you're saying, you know, 40 plus years. How has technology played a role in the business today, kind of from, you know, when you were doing this in the beginning? It's a lot different in terms of digital marketing, but how else has technology played a role with Cobman?
It's interesting when you look back, Marty, and look at how cars have changed. And,
mm-hmm.
and of course, they're completely different. They're very computerized today. They're
yeah.
much more safe today than they weren't once were. Tremendously more fuel efficient than they once were. That's the technology change in our business that we see that is probably the greatest by far. And that's the what's called the CAFE, the corporate average fuel economy that all car
mm-hmm.
manufacturers must adhere to. And so their vehicle fleets must come to a certain percentage or a certain level of gas mileage. And that has tremendously changed the vehicle. It's lightened it, while at the same
right.
time making it more safe. But to look at things like the transmissions, one of the more complicated parts of a vehicle. Of course, we work on all parts of a vehicle, but
mm-hmm.
but transmission is our core business. And so many different technologies. CVT, that's a constant velocity transmission. If you have
okay.
your car or a rent a car that you have and you notice the thing doesn't seem like it shifts, that's a CVT
right.
transmission designed, growing popularity. The reason? Fuel economy. Another one, a DCT transmission, a dual clutch transmission. It's basically two standard transmissions with a automatic clutch
wow.
in the middle of them. That is very fuel efficient. Everyone will hear more about that. If you don't have a DCT transmission in your car today, you most likely will at some point in the near future. And then multi-speed transmissions. It's when we started working on transmissions 50 years ago, there was 2-speed, 3-speed, then it went to 4-speed,
mm-hmm.
6-speed, and now it's 8-speeds and 10-speed transmissions. And why? It's fuel efficiency. Tremendous
right.
fuel efficiencies from multiple-speed transmissions. And to finalize that, we have an extensive technical department here in Horsham, PA, in our corporate office that supports our field technicians. When they have questions, there's new technology. Technology is changing all the time, but we're here to support our franchises and those technicians that work for them to help them through what might be a technology issue.
I guess it's safe to say, I mean, Randy, that, you know, you're in a pretty big industry, are you? I don't know, you know, what the hard numbers are, you know, but I guess it's safe to say that your industry is pretty big.
The automotive aftermarket is a huge industry in the U.S., one of the largest. It's a $385
yeah.
billion industry, and it's growing at about 3% a year, and it has
wow.
been for some time. Big industry, and still has growth.
And that's important, too, Randy, you know, because you've been doing this such a long time now. You know, one of the pieces of advice that we've been giving to our listeners over the last 10 years, you know, is to, of course, look towards, you know, the industry, you know, and of course, your industry being as big as it is, and there still is growth, you know, that is important, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And we see that while we're an old and successful franchise with lots of rich history.
Right.
It's interesting to see. At our corporate office, though, we have a spirit. We're strong. Our average tenure of our corporate office support staff is over 10 years, if you can imagine.
Wow.
And
that's
obviously
great.
comparing that in across the America in general and businesses, that's nearly unheard of. So
right.
we're proud of that, and our franchisees are proud of getting that relationship with their support staff here in our corporate office.
You've been doing this such a long time now. As I was saying earlier, Randy, you know, the next question would be kind of tough for you, but, you know, what's been one of the most interesting things that's happened to you since, you know, being part of Cobman Transmission and Total Auto Care? I'm sure you have hundreds of stories, but if, you know, does anything stand out, you know, over the last several decades?
You know, the such a long, old and traditional business and yet continuing to grow. But I do think that the perspective of the varying franchisees that that come to our business, whether they be from an automotive background in some cases or from some other kind of business background, it's interesting to see the mixture that we have. And when we get together at conventions or regional meetings, it's good to hear the interplay between them because of the variances of their backgrounds.
Right. It is great, and that's the great thing about franchising, isn't it, Randy, is that you could get into an industry that you may have no knowledge of whatsoever, you know, but if you have that business background, you know, you could be part of a very successful system like Cottman Transmission and Total Auto Care. It was interesting in watching, you know, over the last week, you know, been looking at a lot of the videos, you know, we've noticed, you know, like husband and wife franchisees, you know, and that was surprising to me as well, you know, as there was a lot of women, you know, in the mix, you know, and I thought that was a nice surprise. What characteristics do you typically look for then in your franchisees, Randy?
So, you know, what resonates well with us and proves to be very successful is someone who has run a successful business, has had experience,
right,
understanding the business, whatever the business happens to be, all over from a convenience store to a manufacturing facility. As long as they have that experience, a managerial experience of running a business, it is very, very helpful and a characteristic that we look for. And we're very honest and open about the fact that we find that to be something that's very, very helpful to running one of our franchise locations.
That's fantastic. What is the training like, Randy? I mean, once you decide, you know, that you do like them, they like you, you know, and they want to come aboard as a franchisee, do they typically come out to Pennsylvania for the training? Is that how it works?
Yeah, we have a training center here in our corporate office in Horsham, and we go through a full week of hands-on training with homework is involved.
Good.
and testing.
<That's great.
laughs> And it's leader-led with our group, and then each of our functions within our company has a time on the agenda, if you will, to go through what their support function is to the franchisees and what to expect. We have a very complete operating manual that's been developed and refined over a 50-year plus period of time. And
great.
So after the 1 week of classroom, hands-on classroom training, it's followed by a week in the field, actually training in an existing Cottman running location, or possibly in the case of a resale in their Cottman location.
You get to visit a lot of franchisees, Randy. You know, maybe you could tell our listeners, you know, what is a typical day like as a Cottman Transmission and Total Auto Care franchisee?
Sure. It's much like any kind of general management position of the day-to-day processes that go on, the normal issues with, you know, the day-in, day-out of running a business. We kind of run the gamut here, Marty, from franchisees who actually – are the manager, the business manager of the business, or those who are a little more distant from that and actually hire an experienced manager.
Right.
So we kind of go both ways. A great deal of our business and growing portion is B2B, business to business, or where we service fleets or people who
right.
own multiple vehicles of cars, and that franchisee may be involved in that, in the outside sales portion of B2B, if you will, or they may hire an outside professional salesperson to do that for them. But some combination of those things go on depending on the different franchisees' interests and what they, you know, what they feel they excel at and actually do excel at. One of the things that helps them is Cottman actually owns an advertising agency here that is headquartered in our corporate office, and so we can handle all the advertising needs of a Cottman center, so they don't have to be burdened with that. Obviously, we look for local input, and we have quite a robust involvement between the franchisee and our advertising agency with one customer, Cottman Franchises.
Right.
But and we do. We strongly recommend local community involvement for all of our franchises.
You've been, as I said, you've been doing this a long time, really. I've kind of dated you, you know, but, you know, having that experience with franchising such a long time now, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise? Because as you know, Randy, you know, there's so much out there today to choose from. And we found, you know, in doing the show over 10 years that, you know, a lot of our listeners are confused, particularly in the beginning stages. They don't know even how to begin because there's just so much out there. What advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise?
Well, definitely if there's any way that an interested franchisee looking at whatever franchise it happens to be, of course I feel positive about ours, but whatever
right.
it happens to be, if they have an opportunity to run some business, I think, and be responsible for that the day in day out aspect for a period of time, the profit and loss, the P&L of that at the business, I think that's very, very helpful for them to understand the basics of what's involved in running a business, and to certainly have that experience, however short or long, but at least
right.
have that experience to be able to relate to the workings of a business.
So as the president of the company, I could ask you the next question. I mean, where do you see Cottman Transmission and Total Auto Care in the future? Maybe if you could look into a crystal ball 3 to 5 years down the road, Randy.
Sure. One of the important things in our franchisee, our current franchisees all know this. One of the things that we emphasize as we move forward to the future is that a franchisee's first day, they need to know what their exit strategy is.
Right.
And the reason for that is to be able to figure out what's the plan we're on and where are we going with this, and at what point am I going to, at my own decision and in my own timing, am I going to exit this business to be able to benefit that themselves and their family. And we stress that, and we
right.
build to improve the value of our each franchise location so that they can have that opportunity. We grow carefully where we see opportunities that that fit well with us in areas that we can. But we're truly more about quality than quantity. It's kind of the
sure.
nature of our business. We want every location to really represent the kind of quality auto repair that we provide to our customers. An automobile is typically a family, a consumer's second most expensive or costly possession. And
right.
We want our business to represent the importance and quality that it needs to support that with that consumer or that outside sales customer that's making a decision about taking their business or doing business with Cottman.
I think it's terrific too, Randy. You know, you mentioned the importance of, you know, even when, you know, when you're going in to, you know, think about having an exit strategy, you know, and it's one of the things I think we haven't done a very good job with the show over the last 10 years is we haven't talked about it enough, but, you know, having that exit strategy is important, isn't it? In getting involved in any franchise, right, is to think about, you know, okay, well, you know, how am I going to get out of this after, you know, 10 years or 15 years or 20 years? What am I going to do with that? And that is an important part of owning a franchise too, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and not only does it force us, me as the president, or us as a support team to the brand, not only to help with developing more business, but helping
right.
with developing the value of that particular business.
Exactly. That's terrific. What's the best way, Randy, for our listeners to get more information on the Cottman Transmission and Total Auto Care franchise and, of course, the service itself? Any websites that you'd like them to go to
yeah,
and take a
sure.
look at?
Yeah, Cottman.com. And there's a franchise development, if you will, or interested franchisee tab on that that will take you into the franchise development portal.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you for coming on the show again, Randy. As I mentioned, you know, I've been very familiar my whole life with Kottman, so it's a privilege and an honor to finally have you on the show. It was great for me.
That's great. Nice to be here. I appreciate it, Marty. I appreciate your time and those of your listeners.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, Randy. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews. Coming up on segment two, you're going to hear what every franchisepreneur needs to know before buying a franchise. We're going to play a clip from our popular Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Today's Great Quote in Franchising is being brought to you by
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com. Or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting franchising for years, and almost have done 100 shows up to this point, and during that time frame, we've had some fantastic quotes on our show. Today, you're going to get to hear from one of the top franchise attorneys in the country, Kevin Hine, and Kevin's going to talk to you about the hallmark of franchising. Our podcast today is being brought to you by Franchise Interviews, LLC, and Franchise Interviews gives you an up-close and behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show on Blog Talk Radio, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and franchise attorneys. And our monthly franchise newsletter, which is a
must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. And here we go with Kevin Hine.
I think whether or not they can easily replicate their system, the more difficult, the more detailed the operation is, the harder it is to replicate. So, for example, take the food industry. You see lots and lots of franchise companies in the quick service restaurant segment, in the fast casual segment, but you see very few successful franchise companies in the fine dining or the white tablecloth segment.
True.
And the reason is that it's very difficult to teach other people to execute at that level. When you've got people coming in at a very high price point, they don't want just food, they want a good experience, and that requires a certain level of skill and expertise, and it's very hard to replicate that across restaurants, even in a single city, much less across the country. So you want to make sure that you have something that's pretty easy to replicate and that you can train people on, because frankly, you want people to, you want your franchisees to come in and be able to duplicate what you've done, or you're not going to build a very successful franchise system.
Right. I mean, that's one of the biggest reasons people invest in a franchise, of course, the money aspect, but because of this, the simplicity, hopefully, that the franchisor puts together. So this is a big part of you know, what you're talking about here, Kevin.
Absolutely. And the hallmark of franchising, and I know that some people can be critical of this, but the hallmark of franchising is that you give people the same experience no matter what market they're in.
Exactly.
You know, and we all know that if we stop at a McDonald's, whether we're in Portland, Oregon, or Portland, Maine, that hamburger is going to be the same.
Right.
And it's the same experience, and people come to rely on that and count on that experience, and that's why franchising has been so successful in so many industries.
Absolutely.
You know, and the last thing I always tell people is that you better have a unique marketing proposition. If you're going to try and franchise something and it's already been done, then you're at a real disadvantage. If you're just going to roll out the next hamburger chain franchise and there's nothing unique about what you do, then people are not going to be interested in buying into your system. They want to know, how do I compete with McDonald's, not how do I stand out there as a me too in comparison to McDonald's. So whether it's a new way of providing the service, whether it's a new way of collecting money, whether it's a new gimmick in terms of getting people in the door, I think of Pizza Patron, for example, the pizza chain out of Texas that serves predominantly the Latino market that recently started to accept pesos.
Right,
and,
we mentioned
and,
that.
And I mean, that's
show,
a
yeah.
great marketing proposition. It's a way to say, look, yeah, we sell pizza, but boy, is this ever, you know, a unique way to get people in the door, people who have different currencies and who have different issues. You know, we're gonna service that market. That's something unique, and that's what makes that's one of the things that makes that chain particularly unique, and therefore, it's able to attract people to become prospective franchisees.
Yeah, that pizza chain got a lot of PR too, Kevin, from that whole thing. You know, by doing something different. You know, it was they were pretty much in every national newspaper across the United States.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, there's the old saying that, you know, good PR or bad PR is the same. It's going to drive people in the door.
Right.
And
wasn't that your idea, Kevin, that accepting pesos?
That I would love to say that was my idea, but I'm not
quite
that creative.
You know, you brought up a good point about the uniqueness here. I mean, we I don't know if you listened earlier, but last week we interviewed Badass Coffee, and, you know, there's a lot of different coffee franchises, but they stand out because they're quality coffee. They have a Hawaiian theme.
Right.
They have a whole story behind it. It was why they're having success, Kevin, is this point you're bringing up about the unique marketing, you know, proposition.
Right, that's what I thought of, Don, as Kevin was explaining this. I thought of the same thing, Badass Coffee.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's a great example. There's lots of coffee purveyors out there.
Right.
What's the hook? What's the hook to get people to buy the franchise? And more importantly, what's the hook to get new customers in the door?
Exactly.
Right.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care.
If you'd like to hear that whole interview with Kevin Hine, all you have to do is go to franchiseinterviews.com, go to our Franchises by Category page, and go to our Franchise Services category, and you can hear that whole interview with Kevin Hine. He was just fantastic. And lastly, we'd like to just thank everyone for making this podcast such a big hit. It's hard to imagine. We're going on our 10th year, 500th show. It's just been a wonderful experience. So thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes and Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia,
You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.